Which means that Islam, the ideology to which I subscribe, means that the message that our Quran contains is meant for all human beings. Because Quran is revealed, Hudan bin Nas, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185. That being the case, it means we can enunciate those principles in the following manner. All human beings and all animals have a legitimate right to self-defense. Secondly, we are non-violent to non-violent people only. Thirdly, when others resort to violence, they make nonsense of our non-violence. And fourthly, unless our legitimate rights like freedom of expression, of association, etc., is protected by the legitimate right to self-defense, all our other rights are going to be rendered useless and impotent. And those are sets of universal principles. But we must also remember that unjust laws cannot be justly applied, whether in South Africa or anywhere else in the world, in Palestine, in America, in Afghanistan, it cannot be justly applied. But also, we may not become adjusted to maladjustment, because this is what psychologists and psychiatrists are trying to do. Instead of changing the social order, they want to change the individual's adjustment to the unjust order. And therefore, there is no mass psychotherapy. We must deal with the question of oppression and exploitation and oppression, injustices at the level where it must be dealt with. It has always been an argument in South Africa by those who did not have the guts for armed struggle and to resist the oppressive regime to say, we are only a minority, what can we do? Now that is capitulation. So we say that this message is revealed to unmask to the whole of the people. Now, in South Africa, our argument is very simple, that Muslims, yes, are a numerical minority inside South Africa. They form just about less than 2% of the population. But on the African continent, because we are Africans and we subscribe to the continental concept of African nationalism, nationalism in the broader sense, that we live on one continent, we have the same historical experiences. The whole of Africa was subjected to slavery, colonialism, imperialism. We say, therefore, that out of the 700 million Muslims on the African continent, 70% are Muslims, which is approximately 450 million. So we are not a minority on the African continent. In fact, even the West acknowledges that Africa is an Islamic continent. So we should use that as a political strategy. But then Mahatma Gandhi has this very potent saying that if one person is in possession of the truth, he or she will always be a majority of one. Muslims must not think of themselves as a minority. And then Sheikh Thawri says that if a just person who is in possession of the truth and is a lover of truth is the only person who acts justly and upholds the truth, lives up on a hill, then that person is the community. Because a Muslim community cannot survive on the basis of falsehood. And our methods of struggle, therefore, for those who live as numerical minorities in any part of the world, it is very simple. Quran says, use the best of arguments and set the best of examples. And that in itself should increase your power and also your capacity to influence others.